Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day. And the hadith we want to look at today comes to us from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alih, in which he tells us that the holy month of Ramadan is not like other months of the year. He says, لَا يَكُونَنَّ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ عِنْدَكُمْ كَغَيْرِهِ مِنَ الشُّهُورِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حُرْمَةً وَفَضْلًا عَلَى سَائِرُ الشُّهُورِ وَلَا يَكُونَنَّ يَوْمُ صَوْمِكُمْ كَيَوْمِ فِطْرِكُمْ. The beautiful hadith of the Prophet here actually tries to highlight the importance of our attitudes in the month of Ramadan towards the month of Ramadan. In the hadith we mentioned yesterday, we saw how the holy month of Ramadan is so valuable that if people knew how important it was, they would wish for it to continue throughout the year. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet is saying that our attitudes towards the month of Ramadan should not be the same as our attitudes towards all the other months of the year. It means that when the holy month of Ramadan sets in, we should realize that we are now in a special month. Why? Because this month has a special status in the eyes of Allah, which is greater than that of the other months. And the Holy Prophet continues and says that do not let your days of fasting be the same as your days when you are not fasting. It means there should be a shift in your behavior in this holy month of Ramadan, such that even those who know you should notice that you are not the same person as you are before the holy month came and set in. And so this is very important. A change in your behavior means that now you become a person who is more religious, who cares more about praying on time, who is more careful not to hurt others' feelings, who is careful not to slander anyone or backbite. And so there should be a marked change in your character, in your personality during this holy month of Ramadan, because this is not like an ordinary month. And so the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, is emphasizing the importance of understanding that you should not just carry on with your daily lives as you have been doing before the holy month of Ramadan, and how you would probably continue after the month of Ramadan. During the holy month, there should be at least for these 29-30 days a change, a noticeable change within you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.